Oh!
Introduce
Wait.
Today's topic! Do you really not have anything?
Wait, which one are we introducing?
The first one!
Oh, the first episode.
Welcome to EXP Boosting, and this is our first episode. This is the first episode of EXP Boosting. Just press start. So we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves, a lot bit about ourselves, and the website. And you'll learn more about this beautiful girl.
I am Plum.Vanessa. I stream on Twitch. And this wonderful Sakura Dragon, Cindy. Well, that wasn't a clean cut anyway, so it's fine.
Whatever!
It's fine!
We just did this!
We're keeping this cut!
Yeah! Why not?
Cue the intro.
Are you ready?
Are you awkward?
Absolutely awkward.
Okay. Introduce the project. Ta-da! Okay,
so. Welcome to EXP Boosting, our first episode of a podcast that we have started together with Sakura Dragon and Pomtato, also known as Cindy and Vanessa. I'm looking at the camera and being coached as we start this.
Okay, so I wanted to start a little bit with why we started this project and why I wanted to work with you specifically, right? So let's tell them a little bit about our friendship first. Where we were college friends, we lived in the dorm together. I wanted to be her friend, but she was too cool for me.
That's not true.
That was totally true.
You tell everybody that, but that's
true. That's how I felt.
That's yes. Not true.
Okay, so she was too busy for me, and then...
Am I supposed to be telling the story? Didn't you tell me to tell the story?
Oh, you want to tell the story?
No, go ahead.
Where did I stop? Okay, so yeah, she was too cool for me, and then after college, she moved away to New York. As she would randomly send me things in the mail, like popcorn. And I would be like, oh, I haven't talked to her in like 2 years. And she sent me popcorn. That's cute. Okay. And now she's back. And we have a lot of things to share. I think we've grown in similar ways. So we have a lot of commonalities and motivations in life to do what we do. And we're doers. We're creators. And I think it's important when you have this kind of energy to share it with people who are... who are stuck or just getting started and can't find that motivation, because I think both of us understand that it's so hard to do. Just to keep doing and to find reason to keep doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's like whether you're doing podcasts, streaming games, doing art, trying to create music, it's hard to be the little one. Yes. Okay, do you want to share your story of how we met?
Oh, I think I misunderstood because I'm so nervous. But, so we met in college and we started working at a boba shop together. And I was friends with Cindy. She was my closest friend at the boba shop. We hung out many times.
Oh, so we had class together.
We had class Yay. Together, Japanese class together. I moved away to New York. We stayed in touch a little bit, but we interventionally. And then I came back and I found that she was streaming, and then I had started streaming in New York for fun as well. And then we reconnected and we were like, oh, you're doing something cool. And she's like, oh, you're doing something cool. And
yes, you
here
are
we
cool.
are. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are as well.
Aww.
I appreciate it. I wanted to work on like a podcast for a while to inspire people, and Cindy said that's something she's been thinking about as well, mm-hmm. and so we merged projects, and here we are.
Yeah, and I think this is also a great way to connect with other people who are doing cool things, just from everywhere and every kind of practice and industry you can think of, right? Yeah, and there's so many people that I want to be friends with, and I want to bring them on here and be like, be my friend, tell me about your great story. So that's the excuse for mm-hmm. this.
Yeah,
so look forward to this. Okay, so next I wanted to discuss our character bios, very specifically your profile. So this is going to be on the website. We're actually recording this pre-debut, so the website's not up yet, but it will be at the time that they're hearing this, right? So if you check out our online profiles, we have little mini caricatures, player bios, and their stats. So let's go over yours.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
So, actually, comparing both of ours, right? It says that your favorite games are Overwatch, The Last of Us, Catherine, Persona 5, Life is Strange, Super Smash Bros. These are very action-packed games. Yeah. And then if you look at mine, it's like Animal Crossing, Pokemon, and Mario Kart. What is this? I think I was surprised because of the two of us, you're the nicer, more sweeter persona, and the games you play are much more violent.
I crave action.
Okay. And then let's talk about the stats. Let's compare your patient stat to my patient stat. So hers is a 5 out of 5. She's very patient. Mine is a 1 out of 5. How do you feel about that?
I feel like...
Do you feel that's accurate?
Maybe you're a 2 out of 5?
Oh, actually, context, right? So I created this stat chart, and when I created it, I didn't show her. So you didn't know, and I filled mine out. I didn't see her, she didn't see mine, and it just kind of happened this way. Mm-hmm. So we didn't cheat.
No, we didn't.
So you think mine should be a 2 out of 5? But you, overall, you don't think that I'm that patient.
I think you're more patient than you give yourself, you know?
Okay.
But, and you have a
But definitely you're 5 out of 5. I, that's what I was expecting when I created this.
I'm told often I am patient, and I feel like it takes a lot for me to get upset, so.
I can agree. Mm-hmm. All right, and then... Our sarcasm, 1 out of 5. And so Pom, oops, am I supposed to be calling you Pom?
Whatever you
Vanessa,
want.
So Vanessa's scale is 1 out of 5 for sarcasm, and mine is a 5 out of 5. So I think overall, yes, your persona is much sweeter than mine in this stat chart, but the games you play, can you explain something? Is there something we need to discuss about...
Well, if we're going to get into it, I'm told that, I don't know, I have 2 sides of me. I have, yay, everything's cute and fun and positive, and then the other side's, like, a little bit dark and messed up, and, like...
Dark and messed up.
Yeah.
The games that you do stream are...
I love things, because it teaches you stuff, and, I like those feelings, like, that kind of, like, macabre feelings, and, like, a deeper... Psychological is what I mean.
And this is why we get along, because both of us are kind of twisted and dark in our own social ways. Should we be admitting this?
This is a motivational podcast, by the way.
Well, I mean, you do you and still do cool things, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be this fake, confident, really bubbly character in front of everybody to still do what you love mm-hmm. and be successful at it. Ha! I turned it around! Yay! Okay, and then our charisma stat, both of us have disagreement on this. It matched, so both of us put 2 out of 5, so it matched. And I was really surprised because I thought yours was definitely like a 4 out of 5, because people like you when they meet you.
Same with
you. You're cute, you're cheerful, you're easy to talk to.
Charisma is like, when I think...
Likeability?
When I think charismatic, I think like... Like a very suave person who can just, who's like very confident. And I don't, like, I expected you to have higher too. So, and I feel like I'm very awkward. So that's the.
So, based on that description, you think that you're not confident, which is surprising to me.
Yeah.
But on my scale, it was like the likability factor. Like, when somebody meets you, how likely are they to love you?
Mm.
And I just know that I make it a point to scare people. Should I? No, that's okay. I'll leave this in here.
Oh. Oh, well, you did put as, like, what is it? Your special abilities to make people uncomfortable. So, yeah, that fits.
What is your social? Seeing positivity in others.
I hope. I try to.
Oh, that's so sweet. But your favorite game is, like, Catherine.
It's a good game. The story is amazing. No,
I guess I should disclaim that I've never played it. I just know of it. It kind of terrified me.
It's a little adult, too. It's a little weird. But the story is awesome. Okay. It's really good story.
Okay. segueing into something else. You mentioned that you stream. Oh, this is what brought us together, streaming. We should talk about this. And why we are doing the podcast is because both of us are trying to tackle on this world of building your identity and brand online. And you stream, and I do my art thing. So let's talk about your streaming.
Sure. I guess
introduce yourself.
My tagline or my
My
handle.
Your handle.
My handle's Pontado. I stream on Twitch. I started it because I had a lot of downtime where I was home a lot by myself, and I played a lot of Overwatch. I loved Overwatch a lot, and then I talked about it so much to the point where people are like, please stop talking to me about Overwatch. And then I found this online platform that was literally you could talk to people nonstop about that game if you're playing that game. And I thought, oh, this is interesting, and it's something I started. And then I had some friends who were like, oh, I've always thought about streaming, and then they saw me streaming, and then they was like, oh, you know what, if you can do it, I think I want to try too. And I thought that was really cool that I kind of, like, just from doing something allowed other people to do it. And I feel a lot of people are always asking, how do you start streaming? How do you start art? How do you get as good as, literally just start. All you have to do is just go live. You can research as much as you want, whatever, but you're not going to get anywhere if you don't press that button, if you don't just start painting. So that's my whole motivation, is that anyone can get started. Make your pilot, as you would say. As you know, whenever you watch a TV show, like, sometimes the first couple episodes are a little iffy, and it builds and gets that much better as you go. Like, the best seasons are maybe season 2 or later on, mm-hmm. because you molded, you learn from each episode. So that's my motivation.
Okay, so following up with that, you mentioned just press start and go, and we haven't discussed our tagline yet.
Ah.
So our podcast title, is it a podcast? Our talk show title is called Experience Boosting. Just press start and go, because this is something we believe very strongly about, is if you're trying to do something, you're not going to gain momentum until you just go for it. Ignore that. And an experience boosting is a title we picked because both of us are gamers. That's what brought us together. And I always tell people doing things like getting better at art is like playing an RPG game. You kind of have to start at level 1. You fight all the tiny monsters, you build your experience, and then you can fight the big level 1 boss. But at level 1, you're never going to win against the level 50 boss. So you really have to take your time and spend the energy fighting the little fights until you get to the bigger ones.
Because everyone you look up to started at level 1. They had to grind every day to get to where they are. So literally just starting already puts you ahead of a lot of people.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And then maybe we should talk about my projects, my streaming. So I stream art, and I kind of like watching you play video games now. I kind of want to start playing video games on stream.
You should.
Just for the commentary. I'm going to stick to my art because... Oh. So... The reason I started streaming is because I used to get so many questions about, oh, how do you do this? I want to start watercolors. And, you know, I spent all of this time explaining things, but it's art. You have to show them. So I started, in order to connect with artists and encourage them to keep going, even though art is hard, I started on Instagram first. Streaming like art sessions where I'd take an artwork from start to finish, and then along the way I would answer questions, and then Pom came up. I caught you, Pom, again.
That's okay.
Vanessa came along and she's like, oh my god, like I stream on Twitch. And I was like, oh, I was really curious about Twitch, and now I'm on Twitch, and now I love Twitch. And we hope to keep growing Twitch. And let's see what is next on our agenda. It is... What games are you playing? What games are you
playing? Oh, yeah, this is great. I'm still playing Overwatch. And
Really?
I am, yeah. Okay. I'm just not streaming it because that was, Yeah, I'm doing more variety now because a lot of the people who join can't follow Overwatch.
It hurts my brain.
Yeah.
I tried.
Because you get,
I get motion sick.
Yeah, you get motion sickness from the first person. And there's a lot of movement in that. Hat in Time right now is what I'm playing.
Which I'm really excited about. I'm going to cancel my stream.
Don't cancel your stream.
So I can watch my stream. It's so good.
You can watch a VOD if you really want to.
No! Then I can't harass you.
Oh, yeah. And, I just finished Zero Escape, the first one. The first playthrough. That was fun. That's also another dark one. What games are you playing? Segway.
There are so many. Oh, I just tried the Mega Man demo. Mega Man 11 demo for Switch. That was ridiculously difficult. I, like, was playing and I'm like, wow, I almost don't want to play the game at all because this is so difficult.
Demo.
I'm looking forward to Maple's Story. So, at the time of recording, it's not available for public yet, so I'm waiting patiently. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I'm playing Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, and what is it called? Oh, Kirby Star Alliance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we gotta beat that. See, I play such nice, peaceful games, and you're like, yeah, Overwatch.
Oh, I like Overcooked a lot right now.
Overcooked, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get yelled at a lot, but I like it.
You do. All right. So, what projects are you working on now? What's next for you?
What's next for me? This podcast is a big step. It's something I've been thinking about for a long time. Maybe just keep working on my stream, like molding the content a little bit, maybe adding an extra day or an extra hour to my stream, something about like extending it a little bit more. That's mainly what I have so far. Potentially moving some things to YouTube, maybe creating a little bit more videos or content for YouTube, potentially. Mm. I'd like to maybe start adding a little bit of like self-improvement aspects to my stream, like talking a little bit more about the ability for self-improvement. Just a thought, nothing in stone. Mm. But what about you?
There's a lot going on right now.
Yes, there is.
So, next week, I have 7 days to finish everything for my product collection. So, I'm doing a product launch next Saturday with all of my Halloween merchandise. So, that's really exciting. Just a lot of work. Like, I had somebody on Instagram tell me how excited that she is, and she's counting down the days until she can buy, and I'm like, yeah, I'm counting down the days too, but for a different reason, because I'm running out of time, and I need to hustle really hard. So that's my current project, and other than that is just to keep improving Twitch.
It's quite a fight.
Yeah, especially because I'm Mac, right? She's a PC. I'm a Mac. Yeah. Ah, funny. No. Okay. And with that,
we're done. Is that it?
I think so. Do you have anything else?
Oh, what are your goals for this podcast? What are you hoping people will get out of this?
So if you're watching this. We're doing this one for us to keep each other accountable for our project. So, like, if she comes on 1 week and says she's going to do this something, I'm going to keep her responsible for it the following week.
I didn't know this.
Yay! And then the other thing is we want to motivate, to show you guys, maybe in hopes of motivating, that we're two very normal people doing things that we think are pretty cool. We're following our passion, and we want to show you that even though it's really hard, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like, we lose a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Me more than you. But we're doing it, and we're really happy. No regrets fighting this fight. Sometimes I just hate myself so much because I'm so tired and I'm like laying in bed. I'm like, oh, there's so much to get done. But at the end of the day, when everything is done, like, I'm very proud of myself. Yes. So I hope to share that experience with you guys and show you that it's possible.
Yeah. Great. And, yeah, I guess the... I'm similar too, where I just want to make sure that it motivates people to just get started. It's definitely scary, but hopefully we're going to be talking to people who have just started and kind of made something of themselves, you know, something that they're proud of, and talk about what they've been through. Everyone has fears. Everyone goes through failures, and that everyone has to start somewhere to get to where they are now. So I'm hoping it will really inspire people. And I do want to note that I am just an affiliate on Twitch, and like Cindy has much more presence than I do, but the fact that I got started is...
Whoa! Hold on, okay, I'll give you credit for that.
Continue. I'm just saying, like, I don't have, like, a big following or anything, but okay. I have more following than the first day that I started, yes.
I think to give you credit, because we are trying to show people at the early stages...
Yes.
Of this, that you are very valuable, that you feel like you're still at the beginning. I still feel like I'm at the beginning. I don't think you ever lose that feeling. But one, you're doing great, and two, you're much more relatable than somebody who is already a big name, right? A big identity. So the reason I wanted to do this with you is because sometimes I forget how hard it was at the start, that you just do this and then you make a lot of mistakes and then it works out at some point. But sometimes it's like, oh, I'm at this roadblock, and it's not enough to tell someone, oh, just keep going, right? Because sometimes that roadblock takes everything you have to overcome. And I think you were a good reminder of that. It keeps me thinking about the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. So that's one of the big reasons to do this with you and not anyone else.
Oh, yeah. I'm honored. I am very honored. I'm very nervous. I'm going to disappoint
you. But I mean, we all start at the beginning.
Yes.
And you're growing very quickly.
There's
a lot of value to being at the beginning, and the lessons that you can share and the experiences that you can share. Those will help people more than I think somebody who's been doing it for a while. But yeah, you just make this product and it'll sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm proud with what I've built. It's small, but I'm really happy with it. And it's something that I didn't have from day one. So that already shows progress, yes. I think.
And so I'm going to keep tab on this. Like, oh, little insecure palm. Let's see at the end of the year how you're feeling about when you said this.
Yeah, because I want to motivate other people. Yeah. And at the same time, wanting to motivate other people will help motivate me too, because I want to spread and learn at the same time.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
Okay, so what's for podcast talk show number two? What's coming?
For number two, what I'd like to...
you're so cute.
No, I'd like... I actually wanted to interview you about, like, your beginnings. Like,
okay.
And
I have no idea who
as guest number one, and then we have Cindy has some guests lined up after that, and then we're gonna just continue and hopefully inspire you with great people.
Yes, and fun memories and
yeah. All right,
bye guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye. And look forward to number two.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of EXP Boosting. Next episode, I will interview Cindy, who many of you know as Sakura Dragon for her amazing artwork and original characters such as Phoebe Dino and Pompey the Penguin. She went from working a full-time job in computer science to quitting and pursuing her dream full-time as an artist and content creator. I'll talk to her a little bit about her beginnings and the struggles she went through to gain the success and following that she has today. If you want to see more of us, you can find our social media as well as streaming schedules on the EXP Boosting website. That's expboosting.com to learn more about our upcoming episodes and other exciting things to come. We're so excited to have you on this journey with us. We have no idea what we're doing, but we're learning along the way, and which kind of leads to our tagline, to remember to always just press start. See you guys next time.